Okay, so now I'm back home. It's 9:49. I finished my walk. I went to the dealership to see how much they charge for oil change. They told me $120. I was like, okay, I can deal with $120. But I said, whoops, that camera's not on yet. I said that, but I don't know if I meant it or not. I said it, but I don't know if I meant it. But 120 sounded like a righteous price. So I called Jiffy Lube and asked them how much they wanted. They wanted $135 because it is synthetic oil, blah, 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 blah. So I took it. The dealer was cheaper, which I don't trust. I'm gonna be honest. The dealer was cheaper, and I don't trust it. I just paused it to toggle that, reboot that other camera that wasn't working. Let's see if it turns red. If it starts working, when it turns red, that means it's connected, and it turned red, so it should be working. Is it? Is that it? Nope, it's the other camera. How come it's not switching? There it goes. See, now it's working. Now it's working. Hopefully my mouth is in sync. Anyway, why do I always go through that? I'm going to stop. You know what? I'm going to stop. I'm going to try to stop commenting on the cameras while I'm doing this. I don't know if I should, if I shouldn't. I don't know. But I'm going to see. To me, in my mind, I could probably back off of commenting on the cameras. Even though that's, you know, that's the thing. Let's just face it. That's the thing. I'm going to take my blood pressure. So down here, it's what? Now it's 9:51. And I have like 2 hours and 9 minutes before I need to punch in. And I don't have a car. I was thinking I could have dropped my car off later. I could have ran around and did some stuff around town, whatever that means, and then dropped my car off later. But what difference does it make? So I decided to come home and start working on my stuff. Start working on my storage project, going through stuff. And I pulled out my immediate file container, going through that to see, you know, what condition, what could be gotten rid out of that, what could be condensed out of that one. And I got my stuff lined up over there. 118 over 99. Shut up. 118 over 99. Doing better. Still not perfect, but it's doing a lot better. 118 over 99, people. Shoot. I think I might be able to do something with that. I think I'm getting healthier. 118 over 99. I think I'm getting healthy. Remember, it was like 143 over 120 or something like that. It was something crazy. I can look it up, but it was something crazy. I'm gonna see if I can show you my. You know, I think when I hit pause is when it starts to get the. I think when I do the pause is when it starts to get out of line, misaligned with my voice and my video. Didn't I just say I wasn't gonna talk about that stuff again? 126 over 98. Shut up. I don't give a damn. That's good. That's a lot better. I'm happy with that. I'm very happy with that. What I want to do is, I think I'm going to pause it and see if I can bring up the pictures that I took of the containers. Let's see if I can do that. Okay. 136 over 98 now. And it actually aired a couple times while I was doing it. But I got things set up now. Where am I at? Which camera you want? You want that camera? This camera? I think I kind of like this camera too. I do. I think I kind of like this camera because I'm looking at the screen. And I can see myself and I got it head on. I'm going to do something with this graphic. I'm going to make that graphic look a little bit more funkier or better. Whatever you want to call it. Who we got here? That, ladies and gentlemen, is the first cell phone that I ever purchased. I still have that same number. I still have that same number. You believe that? It's the first cell phone I ever purchased. I still got that same number. I just cropped it. Now it says 134 over 65. Okay, do I need to change the batteries? Now it says 134 over 65. Maybe because I was talking or something, but you know, that's an erroneous one. It's the Metro. Here's the boxes. This is what I did last night. They're a lot more organized. In this, in these trash bag and this Samsung color TV box is clothes, old clothes, Steeler clothes, souvenir clothing that's like probably in double X that I can't fit anymore. And this box is from a Samsung TV that I got probably from Avicom. That I probably had this box probably, I think I left it probably 30 years ago. This box might be 30 years old that I got from Avicom because we sold TVs. 133 over 99. Not bad. We sold TVs and that's where this box from. They were some good sturdy boxes. I probably had that Samsung box for like 30 years. And these, you know, over the years, have this for a long, long time. And I kind of went through and sorted that stuff. And that's my first cell phone and it's my pager. I keep everything. It's my actual pager that I first had because I fought getting a cell phone. I did not want to get a cell phone for whatever reason. Everybody had one. I fought it. Then I finally got one. I got the same number. Here's my pager. I kept the pager. Here's some tickets I found, some ticket stubs. You know, P-Funk, you know how it is. P-Funk, George Clinton, House of Blues Cleveland, 930 Club, D.C., 2005. That was 2005. Oh, yeah, look, I did Cleveland, and the 14th, I did D.C., P-Funk, in 2005, and the 15th, and the 16th, I did in Cleveland, P-Funk. Greek Theater, 2005. This must have been the 2005 tickets. House of Blues, Las Vegas, 2005. House of Blues, San Diego. House of Blues, Anaheim, 2004. I loved House of Blues. It's probably my favorite venue. I have to admit, that was probably my favorite venue. These are tickets I got when I went back and got my daughter, and we chased Nelly around Ohio. Saw a few concerts from him. Came out cool. Now what I'm doing now is I'm going to sync my blood pressure machine with my phone. I just like to do that. I could have waited. It stores itself. I could have did it the next time. But I just like to, you know, have everything in order. That's just the way, you know. I can't help it. I mean, I probably could help it. I don't want to help it. How about that? Is that good enough? Let me see what other pictures we got here. Can you see the pictures? Yes, you can. And what else we got? This is my ex-wife sending the kids when they were 15 and 13 and 15 minors on an airplane. This is my badge. This was my badge from Cub Scouts. And as you can see, I'm doing some actual editing, cropping of the pictures, you know, while I'm doing this. And this setting right here is usually set to do it automatic. I usually have it set not to prompt me. This is JJ's Pizza. Friend of mine. I used to work with an artisan. The Tracys, Philip Tracy and Jennifer Tracy. That was their pizzeria. I usually have this set up so that when I do this control S, it saves automatically and doesn't prompt me. Oh, it just overwrites it. It doesn't even bring up any of that. Family newsletter that one of my cousins used to send out. And here is the infamous container that I emptied out at work, shredding. When I found out shredding was done at my place of work. And there's the food. This is what I ate. There's the chicken I was talking about in another video. Oh, that chicken was so good. That chicken. This is my pub mix. Oh, I forgot about the pita bread. How can I forget about the pita bread? And them big ass croutons, they was hard and the crunchiest things. And avocado and that salad was just so good. It was just so good. I took two pictures of it. That's me at the eye exam. This is before. See, I'm doing all this stuff before work. This is me at the eye exam before work. You know, before work. That's me at the eye exam. This is my book bag. And then I wore my Keybase hat yesterday. This is a picture. This is a picture I took of the magazine in the optometrist's office. I mean, my question is, you know, it's not that I'm against biracial couples or anything, right? Because, you know, if you know me, that's pretty much all I've been in for the last probably two decades or whatever. But my question is, who wants it? Even though I'm not against it, you know, and I readily participate in the act, I don't necessarily want it. I mean, who's promoting this? I know black people ain't. I know black people ain't trying to. Nobody want to be with white people. And I say that to be, you know, antagonistic. But that's kind of, nobody wants to mix race. Who wants to mix races? I mean, I don't get it. But you see this kind of advertising all the time. And you see the white female in front. You see how the white female in front and the black male is kind of passive. In the passive position is optometrist. Downtown Vision. Downtown LA. It's the building I work in. So you can see how that goes. And let me finish doing what I'm supposed to be doing here. Updated successfully. Let me finish what I'm doing here. Maybe I can show you some stuff, but maybe I can't.